Some say the Glavan Valley, running from Cheery Holt to the chill North Sea, forms Norfolk's finest and flintiest natural treasure. But here is a wildness carefully tended, if not given a rising tide of flood warnings, totally tamed. Before we reach the ancient settlements of Clye and Salthouse, with their sentinel churches breaking the horizon of salt marsh and shingle like ships on a level ocean, lie hidden charms that have been perfectly contrived. Glanford, where the long-crossed river has pooled into a village pond, appears to have eased into the landscape over centuries. But it was laid out by a local squire from the late Victorian era, Sir Alfred Jodrell, polar opposite of the far-sighted kinsman who invented the telescope and gave us Jodrell Bank, was a miniaturist of eccentric genius. His world centred on Glanford's 2,000-acre Bayfield estate, which he inherited in the 1880s, and improved tirelessly until his death in 1929. Having created a model village of splendid Norfolk plainness, lightened by flint walls and Dutch gables, the bachelor rebuilt the ruined church as a memorial to his mother over 7 years to 1906. The mock medievalism of this little gem is as rich and riotous as that of the House of Lords, with a similar focus on superlative craftsmanship. Stained glass windows by Kemp and Bryans, the best in the business, lend a kaleidoscopic glitter to a suite of Italian candelabra crowning the nave and chancel. All the glories of a Norfolk church from the Middle Ages, screen, choir stalls, canopies, and hammer-beam roof edged by angels, have been packed into this compact space. The north chapel roof copies the south transept of Saul Church, which Sir Alfred also restored. Most impressive is the quality of the carving. The grieving dog in the patron's pew, drawn from the Landseer picture The Shepherd's Chief Mourner, recalls Nimble, favourite hound of Lady Jodrell. Another 25 family mutts have gravestones in the park. The two green men near the door are self-portraits by master carvers Frank McGinnity and Walter Thompson. But Sir Alfred's wackiest gift lies below the church in what seems to be a typical Victorian school, but is in fact Glanford Shell Museum. It's a perfect cabinet of curiosities. The building was opened in 1915 to display shells from all over the world as collected over 60 years by a man who almost never left Norfolk. He also threw in anything else that had taken his fancy, and visitors continue to follow suit with gifts both comic and sublime. Shelves of shells include abalone and nautilus, conch and cowrie, red helmet and great green turban, cat's eyes, Venus ears, bleeding teeth and baby's toes. Beneath a cornice of scallops, nature's treasures, as amended by human hands, are displayed in profusion. Cameos, carved coral, shell models under glass domes or framed in dioramas, jet and agate jewellery, decorated emu and ostrich eggs, and antique fluorite vessels made from Derbyshire's Blue John. Local fossils and archaeological finds lie near stone axe heads recovered from the site of the 1895 Battle of Omdurman. A piece of the flagship Royal George, sunk in 1782, is close to a Winchester Cathedral foundation stone and a mosaic fragment from Pompeii. A sugar basin, possibly used by Elizabeth I on a visit to Essex, looms among turtle and tortoise shells, swordfish sores and shark jaws. Desiccated bodies of pipefish and pufferfish swim beside the skulls of albatrosses, so unsportingly shot by the late Captain Fox of Cly while on a trip to New Zealand. Children still send their prize possessions, but my prize for the most kitsch exhibits goes to a pair of cockleshell figures donated by Sir Alec and Lady Guinness in 2000. For me, the choicest present is a panoramic tapestry of the nearby coastline by fisherman artist John Crask, Norfolk's Alfred Wallace. But there is no throwaway object here. Even that mystery item on the floor below a side table turns out to be a throwing stick from Fiji. Glanford Shell Museum. Phone number 01263 740081. www.shellmuseum.org.uk is open from Easter to the end of October, Tuesday to Saturday, plus bank holiday Mondays, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 2 to 4:30 p.m.